Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Volume.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and now it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. The Boston Celtics are currently the favorite at plus 160, but the team that's third in my championship rankings, the Dallas Mavericks, you can get them on DraftKings right now at plus 1600 to win the title. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code HOOPS. That's H-O-O-P-S. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HOOPS, H-O-O-P-S, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario, bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. All right, welcome to Hoops Tonight here at The Volume. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope all of you guys are having an incredible week. Well, you know what? I was just talking in the group chat with the guys that help make this show possible every day, and I was saying, you know, I've seen a lot of pessimism surrounding this playoff run, maybe some injuries, some people saying that it hasn't been super competitive. I think it's been awesome. The first round always has a couple of duds, and we've just had a bunch of unbelievable basketball games. The Knicks-Sixers series has given us a bunch of crazy competitive basketball games. Obviously, that Nuggets Lakers game series gave us a bunch of crazy games. Mavs Clippers has given us craziness. Wolves Suns had some wild highlights. I think it's been an incredible first round, and it continues trucking along with a little bit of a balance in the universe, a little bit of balance in the basketball universe, as the Sixers lost game two in absolute shocking fashion, and then they end up winning, stealing game five in even more shocking fashion. We're going to break it down from the perspective of both teams, and then I have some brief thoughts on the Kristaps Porzingis injury and what it means for the Boston Celtics. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our videos. Follow me on Twitter at @_JasonLT so you guys don't miss any show announcements. Don't forget about our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts under Hoops Tonight. It's also super helpful if you leave a rating and a review on that front. And then last but not least, keep dropping mailbag questions in the YouTube comments. We're going to hit a couple more mailbags throughout the rest of the playoffs. So as I said at the start of the show, now we're even, right? If that's the way you got to look at it, right? There's no one's getting the short end of the stick here. I thought that the Sixers outplayed the Knicks in game two and did it their way, kind of out executing them in the half court. And then Jalen Brunson got a lucky bounce on a corner three. And then on the inbounds pass, Tyrese Maxey may or may not have gotten fouled. Nick Nurse may or may not have been denied a timeout that he tried to call. But in the ensuing chaos, Dante DiVincenzo gets a wide open three at the top of the key and sinks it. And suddenly the Sixers are going home down 2-0. Here we are in game five. The dynamic of the series has shifted. Two games in a row, the Knicks have outplayed the Sixers. It's something we've talked about a lot on the show. They've kind of figured out how to contain Embiid in particular. Tyrese Maxey's the one guy matchup-wise that they just haven't quite figured out. They don't really have personnel for it, which we'll get to in a little bit. But they've outplayed the Sixers for the majority of the game. They're up six with, 28 seconds left? And you get an OG Anunoby missed free throw, and then you get Mitchell Robinson leaving his feet and fouling Tyrese Maxey. He makes a crazy shot through contact on the left wing. You go down, Josh Hart misses a free throw, and then a little brush ball screen right at half court as Tyrese Maxey rises up from, what was that, like 32 feet off the dribble. Just an unbelievable shot to send it to OT. And what was even crazier is, like, in OT, Jalen Brunson comes in and quick gets five points. He kind of had some success sneak layups, like a little quick left-handed sneak layups on Embiid when he would kind of turn the corner a little bit. Got another one, hit a three. They're up five, and Philly calls a timeout. Tyrese Maxey comes right out of the timeout and hits a three. And I thought it was interesting because Mitchell Robinson was way far back on that specific play, and that's a direct side effect of Mitchell Robinson having been too close and committing a foul on the a couple possessions earlier when Tyrese Maxey took a pull-up three. And so, you know, that three completely changed the dynamic of the game at, 112, 110 at that point. So then the Sixers end up going up a little bit, and Jalen Brunson gets a four-point play of his own. Joel Embiid, I didn't think they were going to call it a flagrant. I mean, it was, like, Embiid clearly kind of gave him the face rake. But it was, like, disguised enough as a swipe at the basketball. And given the situation, I didn't think they were going to call it. Brunson goes to the line, goes one for two, another missed free throw. Missed free throws are going to be the thing that the Knicks are kicking themselves about if they can't close out this series. The similar thing happened to the Lakers last night. A bunch of missed free throws that were critical down the stretch of that game. You got to make your free throws. Little execution things end up making a big difference. But Brunson comes out of the flagrant foul and Embiid's too far back on a ball screen and hits another three, ties the game up. And Nick Nurse, someone that I don't think has done a particularly great job in this series. A couple of interesting notes from him down the stretch of this game. First of all, do you guys remember at the end of game four how I talked about, those of you guys who watched the film session, I talked about how they were really struggling to keep OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa off the glass. And part of the reason for that is they were going to this, like, two guard look with Kyle Lowry on the floor. And Kyle Lowry wasn't really giving you much offensively or defensively. And it all of a sudden gives you this too small guard look. And that's just not a smart move against a team that's so good on the offensive glass as the Knicks are, right? And so one of the things I talked about in the show is I said I wanted to see Nick Nurse go back to Nick Batum in that situation and basically play all your wings and go Maxey Embiid with Batum, with Tobias Harris, and with Kelly Oubre. That's what he did down the stretch of this game. And he was able to get more stops, more defensive rebounds. Again, if you're going to live in a rock fight, yeah, Tyrese Maxey's going to have to take and make tough shots. Yeah, Joel Embiid's going to have to take and make tough shots. But that's kind of the dynamic of the game anyway. And it's not like you were getting, you know, Michael Porter Jr. type of spot-up possessions out of Kyle Lowry. So it was worth it to kind of make that adjustment. I thought that was really smart. And then once again, once Jalen Brunson got that four-point play to tie the game, they run a back cut set. They just have Oubre at the top of the key, and they have Joel Embiid set a back screen. You know, it's interesting. In a situation like that, at the end of a game, all eyes are on your stars. And it can be, like timely set calling like that can be something that you can pull every once in a while in a big moment. I remember when I was at ACU, it was the most well-coached team I played for. Shout out Jeff Rutter. He's doing an absolute amazing job at ACU. And we had a big Brazilian center. His name was Mateus, guy I used to play against in JUCO, and then we ended up being teammates when we were at ACU. And we had this play that we run. We had two All-American guards, but one of them in particular, Tlaib, the best player I ever played with, we would always run him off these actions along the baseline. And then what we would do is we had this play. I think if I remember correctly, we called it thumbs up, if I remember correctly. But basically what it was is we'd have Mateus on the block and we'd have Tlaib run through like he's running to run one of his typical kind of baseline cuts. But instead of cutting out, we just have him quick set a cross screen on Mateus's man. And he would break wide open on the block and we'd throw a quick swing pass and a post entry and he'd get an easy layup. And like, we didn't run it much. We usually ran it once a game, but we always saved it for a big moment when we knew we needed a basket. And it was nice because like, it was almost like a cheat code. It was like, we knew if we ran this play, we were going to get a bucket like 80% of the time. And so we always saved it for a really big moment in the game when we needed one. And I thought that was super fascinating that Nick Nurse, again, with how well Tyrese Maxey was playing, with all the ball screens you're running, with all the post-ups with Joel Embiid in a huge possession in a tie game in overtime with elimination on the line, you run a back cut for Kelly Oubre and it works. And if I remember correctly, it came out of a timeout on the flagrant too. So like they had time to draw it up to know exactly what they were going to do after that Knicks possession. Kelly Oubre got wide open and immediately removed the momentum from the Brunson four-point play. And then finally, Embiid kind of figured out that Brunson drive to the basket and got a couple of stops late. They got a couple of big defensive rebounds, and the Sixers escape. Now the series is 3-2, and we're headed back to Philly. Now, here's the deal. You know, the beauty of the NBA playoffs is they tend to reveal who the better basketball team is. Not necessarily the most talented team, but the better basketball team, right? Like, and that factors in all these different things. Talent, not just star talent, but also role player talent down the roster. Look at the difference in role players in the Denver Nuggets series and how big of a difference that made in that series. Just Michael Porter Jr. just being unbelievable every single night and how that can make a huge difference, right? So role player talent, you're looking at coaching, you're looking at basketball character, like what kind of toughness do your guys have, execution, all those different details are what separate a basketball team. And over the course of a 7-game series, generally speaking, the better basketball team is going to win. Now, the margins are small, as we've talked about. There's been so many games in this playoff run that have swung one way or the other on tiny margins, but that's kind of the purpose of the 7-game series. You have to beat a team 4 times. And the reality is the Knicks have only outplayed the Sixers in 3 games of this series. You know, game 2, they got outplayed and stole the game. Game 5, they outplayed them. And Philly stole the game. So as far as I'm concerned, like, yeah, it sucks. You were this close. Like, this is literally what happened. When Brunson made the, I can't remember. Or no, it was Deuce McBride. When Deuce McBride made the little high post flash jump shot at the foul line, I was like, 96-90, 28 seconds left. It's showtime. Paul's waiting for me in the Zoom call. I'm going to run back and get ready for the show. And I'm getting ready for the show, and all of a sudden, my phone's blowing up, and I look down, and it's all the guys in our group chat, like Tyrese Maxey, oh, my God, Tyrese Maxey, oh, my God. I thought the game was over, too. We all did, right? And like, honestly, that's kind of the craziness that can happen in the NBA playoffs. But again, you've outplayed them 3 times. You got lucky, and you almost had a chance to close it out with that bonus win in game 2. Now we're headed back to Philly for game 6. And it's at this point, I think it's interesting. DraftKings has the line at -390. I think that's based on the fact that the Knicks have outplayed the Sixers in each of the last 2 games, despite the result in this one. And so they just trust them to be able to get one of the next 2. Game 7 at home is always going to be a really difficult game to win. You know, honestly, these closeout games in general are tough. I was worried about the Sixers in the first half. They've had a tendency to really like kind of let go of the rope when things get bad. That was what happened in game 7 against Boston last year. If you guys remember, like things got a little ugly and they just let go of the rope. Right. And shout out to Tyrese Maxey, like forget about the stuff at the end of the game. Like he was he was just so many big plays over the course of the 48 to keep things close. One last note on the Sixers front. I think both teams kind of have, for the most part, figured out what they need to do. The Sixers finally went to their bigger lineup today. I think that's what they need to do. We're going to talk about a specific offensive adjustment for the Sixers here in a minute. But like the Knicks, like the actions they're running, the lineups they're going with, it's very clear that Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson are like your best defensive combo to handle the Maxi Embiid two-man game. I think they'll end up leaning a lot on that in game six. Everything's kind of fallen into place. At this point, it's just about who's going to make more plays on both ends of the floor.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoops takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Maxi's clearly been the best offensive player for Philly in the entire series. That just goes without saying. Embiid is having a rough series. I think he had 9 turnovers tonight, if I remember correctly. I'll pull up the box score, but like it just seemed every single time the Knicks brought any sort of pressure. Yeah, he had 9 turnovers. Anytime the Knicks brought any sort of pressure, he just couldn't handle that physicality, not reading the floor really well. And there was a stretch there at the end of the fourth quarter, basically up until Tyrese Maxey took over, where they were just running Embiid post-ups every single time. And like, again, he wasn't reading doubles well. There was one kick out to Maxey where he hit like a 30-footer on the left wing, one pass away from a double team, but like that really wasn't a great look, right? So like, I just think you need to lean into Maxey. It needs to be a steady diet of Maxey. Have Embiid work in closeout situations. Have him work from the top of the key with Mitchell Robinson or Isaiah Hartenstein or somebody from the weak side closing out at him rather than trying to post him up. It's just not working super well at this point. We'll dive into some film at some point in the next couple of days to kind of take a closer look at it. But I do think the Sixers need to run more through Maxey on offense down the stretch of these games. He's just a better option. And quite frankly, it's a better matchup. Like Mitchell Robinson has just done a better job guarding Embiid than anybody has done guarding Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey just has the best advantage in this series. And Tyrese Maxey too, I just like this dude's just a star. 46 points, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, only 3 turnovers, massive usage, 30 shot attempts, 52 minutes. They kind of had a funky free throw shooting game, missed a couple big ones, but 7-for-12 from the 3-point line. Just an unbelievable game from Tyrese Maxey. Like, no matter what, you know, I was prepared to come on this show before Tyrese Maxey hit all those shots that sent it to OT. I was prepared to come on here and be like, hey, season's over. Sixers got their issues. Embiid, obviously, like, regardless of what's going on health-wise, like, he's got to figure out how to be more effective in these slow-down half-court environments, blah, 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 blah. But Tyrese Maxey's a star. Like, that's your big takeaway. No matter what happens down the stretch of the series, and again, like I mentioned, DraftKings seems to think that this is still going the Knicks' way in a rather convincing fashion. So, like, if that ends that way, the big upside here is Tyrese Maxey is just a freaking star, man. I think he is absolutely capable of being the second best player on a championship team. Again, it's just an unbelievable combination of speed and shooting ability and just all the problems that that can cause. Like, there was a play where Embiid was posting up on the left block in crunch time before Maxey's run. And I can't remember who it was, but I think Mitchell Robinson poked the ball away from him. And like in the chaos, the ball just kind of like popped into Maxey's hands on the left wing. And in literally a split second, he dusted his man off the dribble, dropped it off to Oubre under the basket for a layup. And it happened so fast. I was like, this is just a matchup advantage that the Knicks can't deal with. Like, Maxey is the ultimate superpower for Philly in this series. It's just been so fun watching him. He had a rough postseason last year. He is passing the test with flying colors this year. All right, before we get out of here tonight, I just wanted to talk really quickly about the Porzingis injury. So obviously just kind of a funky little hesitation, triple threat, a driving move where he ends up pulling up with his calf muscle. It sounds like it's a soleus strain. And obviously, like, that's a concern because Boston is going to need Kristaps Porzingis if they have a chance to win the championship this year. I think that whoever comes out of the Western Conference, whether it's Minnesota or Denver or one of the teams on the other side of the bracket, it's going to be a really, really tough game. Obviously, you're going to get a pretty tough matchup in the conference finals, but this is where the advantage of being a dominant team over the course of the regular season comes to your aid here, because you're going to face the winner of Cleveland, Orlando in the next round. And game five is still going on at the time of the show. I'll check the score really quick, but I believe, 97-96 with 2:25 left. So that can go either way. But regardless of who comes out of that series going into the next round, you're going to be a substantial favorite even without Porzingis. So according to Cleaning the Glass, which by the way filters out garbage time, the Celtics played 4,152 possessions this year with Porzingis off the floor, and they were plus 11 net. So they were outscoring teams by 11 points per 100 possessions, like unbelievably good offensively, like just under 125 offensive rating. Defense, obviously not as good without the rim protection, but honestly, throughout the regular season, I thought Boston's perimeter defense kind of ebbed and flowed with effort throughout the year, and they can always just kind of step up their perimeter defense and in terms of intensity and do better job containing the ball to kind of limit some of the issues that you can have in rim protection without Kristaps Porzingis. I also think they'll just do more switching with Al Horford, and particularly if it does end up being Orlando. They run so many forward screens, like Franz Paolo two-man game, or like even just two-man game with like Jalen Suggs setting a ghost screen or Gary Harris setting a ghost screen or something like that. And all those actions are going to be actions that Boston can switch. And with Porzingis on the floor, I think teams would look to target more in like drop coverage. But I think with Al Horford, you can do more switching, and that'll be something that they'll lean into. But the big thing is you should be able to dispatch of Orlando or Cleveland without incident. Without Porzingis. And so here we are. It's Tuesday, April 30th. You've got the rest of this week is still wrapping up the first round. Second round is going to start this weekend. And from there, you got, 2 weeks before the conference finals? So you've got like a hefty 17, 18 days at least until you're going to end up in that conference finals matchup with whoever comes out of that side of the bracket. And so he is going to have some time to rest up. And then you can play it by ear in the conference finals. Like, I even think without Porzingis, Boston can beat New York, Philly, or Indiana. So I think that this is the reward for your success in the regular season. You get the easy playoff path. Also, I mean, the Eastern Conference is just substantially weaker than the West. And so Boston kind of found this little lane where they can get to the conference finals without facing a really high quality opponent. And so honestly, I'm not worried about the Porzingis injury at all. The only thing that worries me with Boston is just Minnesota and Denver, by virtue of the degree of difficulty of their run, they're just playing some, Minnesota in particular, playing some really, really good basketball. Those teams have clear hierarchies and clear like approach in the half court at the end of games. Like, Ant is just like taking all the shots and being the guy that they're leaning on at the end of these games. Boston still even in this run, and they responded nicely to their game 2 loss, a couple of big dominant wins on the road in Miami, but there's still, it's equal opportunity tonight. It's Jaylen Brown, you know, game 2, it's Jaylen Brown, game 3, it's game 4, it's Derek White, right? Like, it's a different guy in every game that is going crazy. And that's kind of like the interesting thing with Boston. And so I wonder if they run into a team, particularly Minnesota, if Minnesota gets out of the West and they just lean into this crazy perimeter defense, are they going to have an order of operations that they can go to consistently generate quality shots? It's going to be an interesting battle. And like, again, I'm going to be keeping my eye on Boston in the next round, just in terms of their level of intensity and engagement on a game in, game out basis, because they're going to need to be sharp, because they're going to go pretty low level to a mediocre level to like one of the best teams in the league in pretty rapid order over the course of the next month. And they got to be up for the challenge, but not worried about the Porzingis injury. I think he's going to be able to come back and make an impact before the end of this postseason. All right, guys, that is all I have for tonight. As always, I sincerely appreciate you guys for supporting the show. The plan as of right now, I would imagine tomorrow morning, I'm going to get you guys reactions to Cavs Magic as well as Pacers Bucks. If there's a eulogy involved there, we'll see, depending on if the Pacers can close the deal. And then I'm currently working on the Timberwolves Nuggets series preview. And when I have that up, I'll have it up most likely before the end of the week, I'll let you guys know. Actually, no, wait, I've confirmed we scheduled Adam Morris, who covers the Nuggets. He's coming on the show on Thursday. We're recording Thursday, but we're probably going to run it on Friday. So Friday morning, we'll have a series preview on Nuggets Wolves as well. I will see you guys tomorrow morning for a couple more game breakdowns.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.